Godcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We conclude chapter 26 today with verses 13 through 15. A gracious wife delights her husband. Her thoughtfulness puts flesh on his bones. A silent wife is a gift from the Lord. Nothing is worth more than her self-discipline. A modest wife is a supreme blessing. No scales can weigh the worth of her chastity. My wife, Toni, is a true blessing in my life. Her grace, her kindness, and her thoughtfulness never fail to bring joy to my heart. She is always there for me, supporting me in every way possible, and her love has truly put meat on my bones, both physically and spiritually. Toni's thoughtfulness knows no bounds. She always goes out of her way to make sure that I am happy and content, whether it's preparing my favorite meal, leaving little notes for me to find, or simply being there to listen whenever I need to talk. She always puts my needs above her own. Her selfless acts of kindness never fail to touch my heart and remind me of just how lucky I am to have her as my wife. One of the things that I admire most about Toni is her ability to be prayerful and sometimes silent. She has a deep and abiding faith in the Lord, and her prayers are a source of strength and comfort for both of us. In her silence, I find a sense of peace and tranquility that is truly rare in this busy and chaotic world. I know that her quiet presence is a gift from the Lord, and I am grateful every day for the peace that she brings into our home. Toni's modesty is another quality that I greatly admire. She is always dressed with elegance and grace, and her modesty shines through in everything she does. Her chastity is a rare and precious gift, and I know that I am truly blessed to have a wife who values purity and righteousness above all else. In a world that often seems to glorify immodesty and promiscuity, Toni's modesty is a breath of fresh air, a reminder of the beauty and power of self-discipline and being one with our Lord. But beyond all of these wonderful qualities, what truly makes Toni my soulmate is our shared faith in Christ. We are united not just in body and mind, but in spirit as well. Our love for the Lord binds us together in a way that is truly special, and I know that with Him at the center of our marriage, we can weather any storm that comes our way. In Toni, I have found a partner, a confidant, and a friend. She is my rock, my anchor, and my greatest blessing. I thank the Lord every day for bringing her into my life, and I pray that He will continue to bless our marriage with love, joy, and peace. Soul to soul, we are truly soulmates in Christ, and I am forever thankful in His love that binds us together for His purpose, His passion, and His peace. Toni, I love you. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say several times each day, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that we, by the help of your mercy, Lord, may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 26, from 13 through 15 today, Our practice leads us with a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled Soul to Soul, Husband and Wife. She is a beacon of light in my life, a source of joy in times of strife. Her love and care like a soothing balm, Tony's peace and comfort like a healing calm. Her words are gentle, her actions kind. In her presence I find peace of mind. Her grace and elegance, a sight to behold. In her arms I feel safe and bold. Her wisdom and insight and a guiding force. In her presence I find my true course. Her love knows no bounds, her devotion true. In her heart I find my strength renewed. She is a treasure, a rare gem indeed. In her I find everything I could ever need. A gracious wife, a gift from above. Soul to soul in her I find my home, my eternal love. Amen. I love you, Tony. May God continue to bless our marriage and strengthen our union as one. And I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins, joined names with my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, when we got married to show our love of God in all things. That's why I am a Cruz Cross Wiggins. They want to say hyphen, but I say cross. The Cruz means cross in Spanish. It's a part of our name. Christ is a part of what we are together. And we celebrate Him in all things as we call out this morning at 5:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we appreciate you joining us in our plight together to share the beautiful good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good news equals eternal life, and that is salvation for our sins. Call on Christ as your Savior. Confess Him as your one and only, and confess your sins to Him, and you will find peace beyond all thanksgiving. It's peace, passion, and purpose to live redeemed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, as I mentioned today, you are my soulmate, one and only in Christ, and I thank you for being a part of my life and a part of all that we do in His name. And may we close today in that name of Jesus at 8:04. With angels all around, in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's not Valentine's Day. It is a day of love every day as we do together in His name. Soulmates in Christ. Amen. God bless you.